relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger.
You are.
And you are wearing cool pants.
Thanks for my cool pants. Shout out.
I like your cool pants today.
Shout out of the day. I like your pants too.
You bought me these pants.
Yeah.
You're wearing like, I feel like the only thing, don't take this the wrong way because I mean it as a compliment. They remind me of like train conductor pants or something.
Thanks.
I like them.
Yeah. I imagine myself like officiating a wedding for a friend in Italy with these.
Yeah, I see that.
They're linen.
They're linen? Mm-hmm. Are they cozy?
As cozy as linen could be. Like, I think, yeah. I feel like if you're outside in the sun and you have to wear pants, sure, linen. But like if you're in
it's
the sheets.
It's comfortable.
It's not that comfortable. It's a little bit scratchy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You can feel like we're married. I feel my pants.
Thanks. Thanks for the permission and consent. Yeah. I like them. They look cool. I didn't even know you owned those. And now I know you do.
Newer pants.
Anyway, hi, everyone. Welcome to Relax the Podcast. I feel like this podcast
is
getting...
I think they were an Instagram ad. Those ever get you?
Oh, yes. Because you know what my Instagram ads are? You know all the weird outfits? All the weird outfits I put our kids in?
Oh, I bet they are.
Always. I get Instagram ads for cute, like, little baby clothes. Yeah,
probably shouldn't. Oh, well, I mean, maybe they're small businesses that are reaching out this way. But I don't, I mean, it seems like,
I feel like
they're listening to us and being like, Eric's looking for some pants. And so we'll just put all pants ads. And then then they're like, what if like we made it as easy as he could just buy it with his face?
I know.
And a click.
Oh, by the way.
And then I do occasionally buy. I mean, they really do work on those Instagram ads.
Yeah, me too. If it's baby clothes, if it's cute baby clothes, you got me good. But also, I know we've talked about this before on the podcast, but like if it's not, if I can't buy it with my face, nah.
Right, yeah.
Nah. Like, I don't got time.
I don't think I've ever bought anything for our babies off of an Instagram ad, just myself. I'm selfish in that way.
No, you're not. You're not selfish. You are doing, what's the word? Therapy, what's it called? Retail therapy for yourself?
Yeah. They grow out of these clothes, though. So, like, rapidly that, and I guess we have people that we know that we can give them to, foundations we can donate them to, and we do.
But that's why I like getting them cute clothes, because it's like you have a very short window of time where they can wear cute, tiny little clothes.
You love it. You seem to be doing like they're very matchy-matchy
sometimes
when you dress them.
They always poop in it right when I dress the matchy-matchy.
Right. Any nice outfit, you're like, oh, I'm going to... You do like these like TikTok things where you like throw the clothes at our babies and then all of a sudden it cuts to them wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you violently throw the clothes.
Oh my God, no, I do not. By the way, Maisie loves that.
Yeah, she does. And then you put them in these cute outfits and you're watching them you'll say like, hey, can I go work for a little bit? And I'll watch them. And then they'll immediately poop to their neck.
Always.
And destroy that outfit.
Whenever I put them matching, they poop and destroy the outfit.
It's literally happened four times, I would say.
Yeah.
And then what I do with the pooped outfit is I put it in our secondary sink.
Just in a wet
and
ball.
And I turn the faucet on and then I wash my hands of the poop over the outfit, then I turn the sink off and then I walk away.
I know.
Right now in that sink is a wet, poopy outfit that's been there for 2 days.
Well, just since yesterday.
This is a fact I will admit to.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 days.
But I eventually take them and wash them and take them upstairs. But
yeah.
But anyway, who needs to relax today for you, my dear?
I was thinking about social interactions, and that led me to like nicknames.
I thought you were gonna say nicotine.
No, nicotine's great.
Lovey, no, it's not.
There's this thing where like I kind of assimilate to the social interaction that I'm having. I don't think I've talked to this about before, but like for me as a cis male, when I'm in it, like if I'm buying something at a 7-Eleven, right? There you go, bro. Oh, thanks, bro.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, buddy. Thanks, buddy. There you go, guy. Thanks, guy. There you go, dude. Thanks, dude. Like I whatever they...
No one says whatever, guy.
I do.
You do. I love
whatever,
that you
but
do.
Whatever energy that this person gets off. And in our area, I feel like it's a lot of bros, you know?
Bro and man.
Bro and man. And I wondered if for, and I don't know why, like I just, why not just, cause I feel like I would say guy, you got a guy or dude, you ever get a boss? See, this is where I'm going with this. Is there in your world, in the world of Colleen, is there like a similar experience that you have interacting in your world?
As for me, as like a woman.
Well, I'll say this. I'm not going to name this person, but you had a friend stop by to the other day, and when you guys were talking, it was all like, love that for you. Like, yes. Yeah. And I was like, I had not heard you talk like that in a while. I guess we haven't like seen too many friends.
Right.
Like, so I had, but like, I was like, why is she doing this weird affectation and accent? And I feel like you were just kind of.
That's how I talk to my friends.
How you talk to your friends maybe, or like, this, or like maybe you talk to different friends a different way.
No, I think I talk to all my friends because all my friends are gay men and gay women. Uh-huh. So
what do they, so they say girl.
Well, sure, but I mean,
yes,
so do
yeah,
I.
Yeah, girl.
Sure,
yes, girl,
but like, love that. Yeah.
Love
but
that.
Also, I'm from California. And so when I'm around other people who are from California, like, yeah. I feel like my California accent comes out a little bit thicker. Like, I feel like you've noticed that when I'm around like relatives.
It's truly like, Californian.
Yeah. Like,
from the sketch, Californians, like it's.
It's not that intense, but like, I do have like a little bit of a California like laid back accent that comes out more intensely when I'm with my friends. But I do talk to my friends when I'm excited and I'm with my friends. I definitely talk like.
Whatever that relationship is, you talk like.
Yeah, but I'm with
you.
I'm like,
you match the energy.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And like an affectation almost, I would say.
Yeah, I guess so.
Which
yeah.
I do uh-huh. with like picking up my car from my oil change. There you go, bro. Thanks, bro. Like I feel like socially obligated.
Right.
To do that. It's so strange.
Yeah. I think for me, part of it is like, I get so excited. Like when I'm with my friends, cause I never see my friends anymore. And when I do like, cause I'm thinking of like when I'm around like Frankie or like Joey or, you know, Corey, when we get excited, Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. Are you kidding me? Like, it's like a lot of like, we get excited. We're very excitable together and our energies get more and more excited together.
Okay.
But Frankie's probably going to come to a couple shows. I didn't tell you this yet.
Cool. Awesome.
And, which I'm so excited about, a couple of my live shows, and our like texts to each other, our voice notes to each other are already like, so they're that. And like when we're together, when it's me, Corey and Frankie, it's going to be like, imagine the highest level energy you can imagine. It's going to be like times a trillion. Yeah, like
that's a lot of energy right there.
But I'm so excited about it. But I think just like when I'm with you and when I'm just at home, like I'm just more chill. But like when I get like excited and, you know, see, like I feel like you talk like, I think you have an affectation when you're with your buddies, like back in Connecticut too. Nothing crazy. But yeah. I think like you're more bro.
Yeah. Well, there's like a New England-y.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I wouldn't say I'm I don't go hard like yo bro like I'm
no.
It's more of a guy. Yeah, come on, relax, guy.
Yeah,
like but like when you go to, so you say you're in a 7-Eleven, you're buying some donuts.
Oh, okay.
Isn't
donuts,
that the little
yes.
donuts
yeah,
in, the,
okay.
in the
sure.
strip okay what are they, here you go, doll.
Oh, good Lord.
Go.
No, I would vomit if someone said doll to
sweetie,
me. I'd come
sweetie,
home and
sweetie doll?
No, I mean, maybe
what would a woman say?
A woman might be like, here you go, sweetie, or here you go, honey.
Honey, yeah.
But not really. No, usually there's not really an interaction. If anything, if it's like a guy certainly doesn't say anything.
If they won't. They won't say honey, doll. Baby
I would
face.
Be disgusted if they
yeah,
did.
Yeah, it would be creepy,
it would make
right?
me feel really uncomfortable. I'd be very uncomfortable if a man, and I'm not saying that everyone would feel uncomfortable with that. Me personally, like, that makes me very uncomfortable. When a man who is not you calls me any nickname, it makes me very uncomfortable.
Okay.
Unless it's a gay man who's like, sweetie, or like, what, you know what I mean? Like,
I guess, yeah.
But if a straight man calls me a nickname, I don't take it as like a sweet, kind compliment. I take it as like, creepy, and it just makes me very uncomfortable.
Okay.
But that's just me personally. But that doesn't really happen.
I'm sure it's situational.
I'm trying to think, like, if I bought something like a gas station or like whatever, just like, yeah, no, there's not really nicknames or like little like cutesy. I think that's like a dude thing.
Well, I feel like the older woman working as a cashier somewhere would be like, here you go, sweetie. Like, I feel like I've gotten that.
Yeah, maybe.
Bunch,
yeah.
Like, kind of a thing. And I wouldn't think, and I feel like a guy calling me boss is worse. Like, here you go, boss, bro. I feel like that's worse than this woman calling me sweetie.
Yeah.
Now in relationships, I have to admit that we call each other
lovey.
Yeah. Which is like, I mean, arguably that's gross, right?
Maybe like, to some people, like, I love it for us.
I love it for us too. And we do this and that's fine. I mean, maybe it's cringy to other people.
Is it?
I mean, I like, you know, objectively speaking, like it's a little bit like cutesy and gross, but like we like it.
I love it.
Yeah. And I would certainly like, I'm not going to start calling you your name. I don't even know how to say it.
I remember the first time I called you lovey. Uh-huh. You were like, did you just call me lovey or love? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, and you were like, I like that. Like it was, I remember the first time it happened, you were like taken back by it and you said you like, maybe you lied, but you said you liked it.
Yeah, I liked it.
And
it's fine. It's great. No, I do. I do. And like I'm sure other people in the world call each in relationships, call each other lovey. I feel like I've heard it like in things, but.
Nothing else.
Nothing else. Hey, if you're listening right now and you're in a relationship with a partner or partners and you call them babe.
We don't do that.
What?
I said, we don't do that.
No, we do not do that.
We do not.
If you call your partner babe.
I think everyone calls their partner babe.
I know they do.
But we don't.
I don't like them.
But you know why? It's like, we were very like elitist about our love when we started dating. Cause it was just like such an intense.
We were like, no one else knows about this.
Yeah. We're like, no one knows about this. We're the only people who have ever been this in love in the whole universe. And so like the idea of calling you babe felt like an insult. Ugh. Do you know what I mean? Cause I was like, you're not my babe. Like everyone calls their significant other babe. Like you're not my babe. Like you're there. I didn't feel like there was a word that existed that described how I felt about you and like our relationship. And we talked about that a lot. And
when
so
I hear it.
It's
in public or in social events.
Hey, babe. Just,
yeah. Ugh, get out of here. What about there was a period of time where you called me daddy a lot.
What are you? He's joking.
No, I'm not.
I've never that. No, I certainly have not. Definitely not. We have on. Sorry, I just interrupted you.
That's
but
fine.
Because we have
children,
we call Flynn. We've always, since he was our first kid and he didn't have a name for a long time, we got very used to calling him baby. And as a lot of you might know, he calls himself and we call him baby Flynn, even though he's three. He still's like, I'm baby Flynn. Like
he's kind of like our baby. He's kind of starting to say I'm big boy Flynn now. Though.
Yeah. But anyway, he's always been baby Flynn. And so sometimes we're like, oh, baby, are you okay? You know, like we talk to him like that. And we in our tired state of minds have often, not often, I guess like maybe once a month it happens where we'll be like, hey, baby. And we're like, oh, and we immediately catch it. We immediately are like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah,
what I call Flynn. So that it just came out.
You know, come to think of it though, in front of him though, when we're like I'll call you mommy in front of him when he's like, oh, mommy's got to see this. And I'll be like, mommy, come here. Like, I'll call you mommy. And you'll say like, daddy, show daddy, yeah, daddy, come here. So you do call it kind of, me daddy. Yeah.
Oh, is that cringy?
Yeah.
Oh, darn it. But I'm not going to be like, go show Eric to our 3-year-old. I'm going to go show daddy.
Oh.
Anyway, so wait, what needed to relax? People who say babe?
I guess
the interaction
one of those,
7-11?
You know, it was a twisty, you know, the kind of M. Night Shyamalan ending to like my who needs to relax. And we found it. And it's people who call their significant other babe.
So everyone who's ever been in a relationship,
I guess.
But, you know, who doesn't need to relax is Helix.
Oh, my babe.
You guys know we have a Helix mattress in our home. We love the Helix mattress, guys. We've had it for a while and it's great because even though we don't ever get to sleep, those moments where we do, we want to make sure it is a very enjoyable, wonderful moment.
We need it.
20 minutes at a time, we're like, it better be the best mattress in the world, which is why we love our Helix mattress. It is so wonderful. We are obsessed with it. And also, it was really fun to unbox. Oh my gosh, it like explodes out of the box. Well, it doesn't explode.
How did I get all that mattress in that little box?
It's really impressive, guys. Helix Sleep has a quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete and matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. Why would you buy a mattress made for someone else? With Helix, you're getting a mattress that you know will be perfect for the way that you sleep. Everyone's unique, and Helix knows that, so they have several different mattress models to choose from. They have soft, medium, and firm mattresses. Mattresses great for cooling you down if you sleep hot. Mattresses great for spinal alignment to prevent morning aches and pains, and even a Helix Plus mattress for plus-size sleepers. We took the Helix quiz, and we are matched with the medium firm.
Midnight Lux.
Yeah, Midnight Lux.
We're side sleepers.
We needed, we needed something for our little side sleeping bodies. So
also said it absorbs farts on the website.
It does not say that, but it kind of does.
Not yours.
It's great. We love it. It is so wonderful. We are sleeping better since we got it. And you guys might too if you want to check it out. So if you're looking for a mattress, you take the quiz, you order the mattress that you're matched to. The mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free. You don't ever need to go to a mattress store again. Helix is awesome, but you don't need to take our word for it. Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 and by GQ and Wired magazine. Helix has been recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving sleep. Fancy that. Just go to helixsleep.com slash just go to helixsleep.
Don't trust them.
Just go to helixsleep.com/RCE. Take their 2-minute sleep quiz and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but obviously you're going to. Helix even has financing options and flexible payment plans, so a great night's sleep is never far away. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/RCE. Again, that is helixsleep.com/RCE. Well, I love you. And I love it's you too. Time, what?
Well, hey, before, something maybe we could do for the rest of the episode.
What?
Let's call each other babe.
Ugh. Why would you say that?
I don't know, babe.
Ugh. I don't like it at all. I feel like it's babe. Demeaning. I feel like it's like you're talking, babe. You think less of me. I feel like you love me less when you say babe. You know what I mean? Like, doesn't it feel like if, let me try it on you, okay?
Yeah.
All right, babe, is that okay? Ugh. So, babe, do you want to hear what I...
I wince.
Did you say babe in past relationships?
Probably, yeah, probably. And obviously, I didn't like
that. I did. I think I did, too. But yeah, no way.
Didn't work out, did it?
No. But it's like... But you know what I'm saying? Like, it felt like it felt like such not the right word for what we had. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I'm not going to call him babe.
We already talked about nicknames you had?
For what?
Like when you were growing up?
I don't think I had any.
I thought of a funny nickname for you if you ever got COVID. Covaline.
Covaline.
Yeah. I like hope that. You don't.
Yeah, I hope I don't too, but...
if you do...
You're going to call me Covaline.
Yeah.
That's good. I like it.
I shouldn't joke about that.
No, probably not, but that was a good one.
I'm not joking about it. That's what I'll call you.
Okay, thank you. Do you want to know who needs to relax for me or do you think we should skip that?
I don't want to skip that. Oh, I know what it's going to be then. of course it is. You going to talk about? Let's do on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Hemorrhoids. So, guys.
That's right.
I'm not going to talk about it long because I don't want to gross anyone out because everyone's like, oh, you're so
what's
gross. I'm like, yes,
gross
I agree.
About hemorrhoids?
They are in your butt. That's what's gross about them.
They're in it?
Well, like, you know. Sometimes they're out and around. Anyway.
But they can be.
Yeah. They can be all. There's a lot. There's lots of different kinds.
It's an education podcast.
I had, when I was pregnant with Flynn and when I was pregnant with the twins, I had hemorrhoids. When I gave birth to both babies, because you, with Flynn especially, because I pushed so much.
I'm so uncomfortable. I've turned to just picking cat hair off the microphone.
Love that for you. Hemorrhoids. Lots of hemorrhoids. Okay. Never had hemorrhoids in my life that I can remember. Have you ever had hemorrhoids?
No, babe.
Ugh, gross. That's worse than hemorrhoids. You call me babe is worse than hemorrhoids. Never had them in my whole life. For some reason, for no reason, I should say. Hemorrhoids. Just out of nowhere. Right now, just happened on me. It's not like I had a crazy poo that was pushing out. No, I know this is TMI, guys, but whatever. I got hemorrhoids.
Okay.
And it is so painful. So painful. I am in I am in agony. It hurts to sit. It hurts to walk. It hurts when I sneeze. Get out of here. Everything, it hurts so bad.
So are you, you're positing that sneezing is very tied to the anus?
I think I'm proving it. This I never knew, but now I know.
There's a link. There's a scientific link.
I just don't understand how they happened out of nowhere that I just have them and that they won't go away. They're getting worse. I don't know what to do. I've tried everything.
Can I show the picture you sent me the other night where you said
we're getting real personal. Yeah,
where you sent me a picture. You were upstairs in the bathtub.
Epsom salt with bath.
An Epsom salt bath. And you said, be right down, just soaking my anus.
Yeah, sure.
To put that on the screen.
Sure, okay. Or not. It just says on the screen, picture of Galeen soaking anus. Like there's no picture.
Maybe just do that. Maybe just put that text over and we'll just let that.
It's not fun. So I don't want to like dwell on it too much. Otherwise I'm saying this is because, you know, anyone out there who suffers from hemorrhoids, I understand your pain.
Bringing awareness.
It is so painful. This is worse I've ever had it. And I had really bad ones when I pushed Flynn out. But with Flynn, I was on painkillers after because I had so many stitches and all that mamma jamma down there. Mm. So I guess I didn't notice how painful they were because obviously I'm on painkillers right now. So I'm like just feeling it. And it is not fun to feel. I'm in agony.
How's everyone else doing? Are they as uncomfortable as I am?
Oh my gosh. Why are you so uncomfortable talking about my booty hole?
Love, babe.
Ugh. Lovey. Anyway, so that's who needs to relax for me. Sorry, TMI, but no, I don't really care.
I don't really have too much to add to that. I can't believe
you never experienced it. I'm so glad you never experienced it. It is a horrendous feeling. Yeah. It is so mother effing painful. It's real bad.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
We've already done like a butt stuff episode.
I feel like every episode is butt stuff. There's some form of butt stuff in every episode.
Uh-huh.
I just heard something so weird.
Yeah, it was like a crack in the walls.
Yeah, what that was weird. That, I think? I don't know. Why'd you say it like that?
It just got spooky in here. I just got goosebumps. Did you?
No. But there was a crack
in the
wall.
I just got hemorrhoids. That was so spooky.
I hope you didn't. That would be so bad. Anyway, that was my who needs to relax this week was just hemorrhoids. So sorry it wasn't that exciting, but like
hemorrhoids. Canceled.
Cancel the hemorrhoids. Can we cancel hemorrhoids? I wish we could do that.
I thought about making you, I actually went on, you know, like those websites where you can make t-shirts with text.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about thought about making you a t-shirt and I filled it out, but then I never ordered it. Cause I think I was like somewhere when I was doing it. But I ordered you a t-shirt that said, ask me about my sty.
That's such a good shirt. You know what I just thought of
because
though?
You always have styes.
I always have styes. I always have. I'm always a walking something. But you know what I just realized, Levy? I only have hemorrhoids when I'm pregnant or I've just had kids. I didn't just have kids. But should I take a pregnancy test live on the air?
No.
Why not? What if I'm pregnant? What
Stop.
If you're so
it's worse than you calling me babe
mortified.
Or talking about
I know
if I could only though. If you squat down and pee on it right here on camera.
I mean, I don't know why you think I haven't already done something like that before.
Have you? I'm sure you have.
I've peed on sticks. That's like how my pregnancy announcements happen is I'm like peeing on pregnancy sticks.
Where are you going?
Oh, I'm just trying to adjust. My hemorrhoids hurt.
Good episode, babe. Thanks for listening.
That's it, babe. No, we do have some fun stuff planned for this episode. I have more fun facts that I'm so excited to talk about.
And I'm doing
that I learned from TikTok.
Oh, of course, from TikTok. Where else do you? Where else do you learn facts or read?
Mm-hmm.
It's TikTok.
Okay, I can't believe you're still shading.
Speaking of reading, I'm coming up. I have some book reviews because I read books and love literature.
I have a new obsession. Sorry, I yawned. I have a new obsession. It's a TV show that I'm like, I am just, oh my goodness. I'm on fire when I talk about the show.
Awful.
It's so incredible. So I really want to talk about this show. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm obsessed. I'm freaking out.
At the end of the episode, I will be live on the podcast clipping Colleen's toenails.
Never in a trillion years would I ever let that happen. You know, some couples are like,
No couples do that. Couples that call each other babe clip each other's toenails.
No, you know, but some couples will like, they'll like
pop pimples to each other.
Get out of here. I think that's so freaking gross.
Yeah, that's
some people like.
Really? Well,
I would never. I wouldn't pop your zits. I love you and I would never pop your zits. I'd let you wipe my butt. You know, I'd be like, some couples are weird and they'll be like, would you wipe my butt for me if I was old and like whatever? I'd never pop your zits for you. I love you to death and I wouldn't. Unless you really like made me. And I would never let you clip my toenails or like kind of ever really get near my feet. I don't like feet. Just not my thing.
You know, you're speaking to like a human person who literally sucked blood out of your nipple.
Okay, we're not going
2 weeks
there.
Ago.
I know, this is the thing. It's like, I'm disgusting. Like, I'm so gross. So it doesn't make any sense. Like, you literally, like, I had mastitis and like, we did what needed to be done to make it happen. But like, I don't know. I would wipe your butt. I'd let you wipe my butt. I'm talking about my hemorrhoids. And I'm like, don't clip my toenails. I'm weird about toes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're not actually going to do that. I just thought to
no,
say
we are
it.
Not.
And I knew that.
Why
you
did you say that though? Don't look at my toes. Now I'm self-conscious.
What if I painted them?
No, we're not doing that.
No?
No. We're going to say hi to
that
our.
That sounds like it'd be audibly really sponsor. Good. Me painting your toenails.
Well, Audible is not the next sponsor. I thought that's.
I didn't say Audible. I said audibly.
Oh, I thought you were trying to do
this. They patent the word like.
No, I just thought you were trying to like do a smooth segue. And I was like, that's not a sponsor.
They have been.
Our next sponsor is.
Thanks anyways.
Framebridge. We would like to say thank you. And we're so excited about Framebridge. You guys, we love Framebridge. Oh my gosh. The amount of money Eric has spent at Framebridge before they sponsored us.
I know. It's so weird that I had spent a bunch of money with them.
Right before we got sponsored with them.
I mean,
because they're great though.
Worth it. Yeah. And I think very reasonably priced
totally.
Compared to like other framing's like expensive, man.
Super expensive.
And it's not easy. And with them, I literally just downloaded an app, uploaded it like a digital image to the app, a thing that my mom had painted
mm-hmm.
of my father
mm-hmm.
and printed it very big.
It's awesome.
Framed and it looks great.
It looks so good. You guys.
It's a personal endorsement.
We have to tell you about this amazing new service we found called Framebridge. Framebridge makes it super easy and affordable to frame your favorite things, from art, prints, and posters to the travel photos sitting on your phone. With Mother's Day around the corner. Hey, do you know that?
I don't know any mothers.
Oh, okay. With Mother's Day around the corner, Framebridge also makes the perfect gift. In fact, select gifts ship next day. Here's how it works. Just go to framebridge.com and upload your photo, or they'll send you packaging to safely mail in your physical pieces. Sorry, guys. I'm a little giggly right now.
She has the giggies.
I've got the giggies. Don't say giggies. I've got the giggies. Preview your item online in dozens of frame styles and gallery wall layouts. Choose your favorite or get free recommendations from their talented designers. The experts at Framebridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door, ready to hang. Instead of the hundreds you'd pay at a framing store, their prices start at $39 and all shipping is free. Plus, our listeners will get 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when they use our code RELAX. Order online at framebridge.com or stop by a Framebridge store to work with a designer in person if you're in New York, DC, Atlanta, Philly, Boston, or Chicago. So guys, get started today. Frame your photos or send someone the perfect gift. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code RELAX to save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to framebridge.com, promo code RELAX. That's framebridge.com, promo code RELAX. So now you know what to get me for Mother's Day. I know what to get my mom for Mother's Day.
And I already have the
Framebridge.
App.
Hey-o. Okay, can we do TikTok facts? Because I've been really excited about this.
Yeah, first I wanted to apologize to you. Because during that last break, I felt really bad. And I just wanted to say to you that your hemorrhoids are valid.
Thank you.
And I believe in them.
Thank you.
And I am sorry you're going through that. And it's a real thing.
You're so weird. What are you doing right now?
I'm just trying to make you feel you're valid.
Yeah, thank you. Mm. Thank you. Yeah. I don't need to feel validated in my hemorrhoids. They're like factually there, like it's like they're literally and physically there. I don't need your validation to make them real.
Well, like your feelings about them.
My feelings of pain?
Yeah, your pain. Yeah, hemorrhoid pain is valid.
Thank you for giving me permission to be in pain for my hemorrhoids. I love you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a catch here? What's going on?
No, that was it.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. What a wonderful.
I didn't want to get a bunch of hate tweets saying that Eric hemorrhoids are real.
Yeah. Well, thank you for apologizing. I've been waiting for that apology for the last 5 minutes. But I do want to talk about TikTok things. Can we talk about TikTok, please, love? It's my dream to talk about TikTok with you, babe.
That's all you do. That's what you say to me.
So we've been, if you guys have been listening every week, we sometimes, I think we've done it twice. We'll do
every week
where we, I will talk about things I've learned on TikTok.
Uh-huh. And they always blow my mind.
I have some good ones this week.
Yay.
I found some fun, interesting facts. Did you know, I like this fact because it just so happens to be my sister-in-law's name, the name Jessica. Mm-hmm. It was just her birthday. We were just with her today celebrating her birthday. Uh-huh. It was very fun. The name Jessica was invented by William Shakespeare himself. Did you know this?
I didn't.
I didn't know that. It's like such a popular name and Shakespeare created it, I think.
I can't even think of a Shakespeare play.
The Merchant of Venice.
I've done many. Someone named Jessica in that?
That's the first ever recorded
time where it was.
The name Jessica came about, I guess.
It's an interesting, like, if you're going to, like, invent a name.
It's beautiful.
Which our son does a lot. He, like, what are you going to name it? Like, bugs and stuff. Dirtness
was the most recent, yeah.
But if he was, like, Jessica, and it was a word we'd never heard of mm-hmm. before, we'd be like, Jessica.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, usually when he makes up names for bugs and stuff, it's like, because, you know, like.
Right. That's kind of what Jessica is, right? Jessica.
That was beautiful. I think it's such a pretty name, but.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I thought that was interesting. This one kind of blew my mind. And
it just said that in a TikTok?
Yeah. Sometimes people post TikToks where it's like interesting facts or like weird facts. Or sometimes it's like someone talking about something. Uh-huh.
So it's not just dancing.
No, it's not just dancing.
People made fun of me for saying that.
Well, yeah, because it's not even, no one even really dances. I mean, people do, but not really, at least not on my free page. This one is crazy to me. I can't believe it's real. I had like Googled it because I was like, there's no way. McDonald's made a bubblegum flavored broccoli. And it never like came to fruition, but like they were genuinely doing this, like for real. A bubblegum flavored broccoli. They were going to put it in Happy Meals.
All those, I just had the strangest experience. And I don't know if you could see it on my face, but all those words together, like didn't make sense to my brain. Like I think you go and McDonald's bubblegum broccoli. And I go, well, it's kind of word association strange. Yeah. Like, oh my God. Okay. Did they?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
All right. So I'm looking it up and it says that according to Business Insider, McDonald's CEO Don Thompson revealed, this is in 2014, that alongside reducing French fry serving sizes and introducing milk, the chain also engineered the broccoli to taste like bubblegum to make kids' meals more nutritious.
Oh, not bubblegum that tastes like broccoli, but broccoli that tastes like bubblegum.
Yes.
Okay.
That's weirder.
It is.
You thought it was weird, like, to be bubblegum that tastes like broccoli?
Well, I was like, why is McDonald's making bubblegum?
No, broccoli that
tastes
like.
But then in that context, now it's less weird that they're like, we'll give them broccoli, but we'll make the broccoli just poison.
Isn't that interesting? And it obviously didn't happen.
That is a weird fact. You learned that on TikTok, huh? Someone read that somewhere and then was like, I'll make a TikTok of it. And then like,
they just put a bunch of, I don't know that it was viral, but they just put like a bunch of different facts on the screen. It says, if that didn't sound like it would taste good, it didn't. So they ended up, McDonald's CEO said kids were confused by the taste. The bubblegum flavored broccoli was a failure. Interesting.
I don't think broccoli tastes that bad.
I really like broccoli. It's like one of my favorite vegetables.
It's pretty much
a
staple for most meals we make.
I know. You always have broccoli.
Vegetable-wise, like it's probably the vegetable I have the most is broccoli.
And Flynn always says broccoli is his favorite food. And then every time we give it to him, he's like, this is disgusting. And he spits it out. But he's always like, I love broccoli. Broccoli's my favorite.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Okay, here's another one.
And everything's bubblegum flavored. Like why bubblegum? Like
bubblegum's not a good flavor, by the way.
If you're going to bubblegum flavor something, like, it just reminds me of the dentist.
Me too.
If the dentist was like, you want bubblegum or you want broccoli, I would say broccoli because like I'm over the bubblegum flavor.
And it doesn't taste like bubblegum, first of all. Bubblegum, I don't know.
Make bubblegum taste like broccoli. McDonald's got it backwards.
I don't know about that, Lovey.
Okay.
I almost dropped my phone. The next one, this one makes sense, but I guess it's a fact I never thought about before. When the moon is directly above you, you weigh less.
Of course.
Isn't that wild to think about, though? Like, it's true, but isn't that wild?
So if you're ever going to weigh yourself?
Like, make sure the moon's right above your head. This one, I did not know.
Why, because gravity?
Yeah, because the moon, like the gravitational pull.
Don't come to us for scientific
Well, you know,
facts.
That's like, I don't know.
Go to TikTok for your scientific facts, not to us.
That's how waves are made. It's like the same thing.
You know, understand how that's how waves are made.
Okay. This one, I feel like there's a lot of fruits that this is true about, and it would blow my mind if I knew them all, but lemons, human invention. It's not like a natural thing that was like, just comes from the earth, like humans made that.
What's it a, some botanist some citrus, was like?
Some citrus plant and something, I don't remember what I read, but some citrus plant and something else. But lemons are man-made.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
This is where, I'm just like, to people listening to this, like this is where you can hear third hand, loosely based
TikTok facts.
TikTok science facts. So lemons aren't real?
They're real. Like, I mean, we eat them. They're delicious and they're real. But like, it's not like just if men didn't intervene, man or women, humans didn't intervene, lemons wouldn't ever have existed.
You know what else wouldn't exist? Gus.
That's
awful
true.
Cat. Your cat is a Frankenstein monster made by scientists to be like, how can we destroy everything Eric loves?
Wow.
Claws and
he pees poop on, he's and been pee. Peeing on everything. Like, oh, he's the worst. I love him though. Okay, this one is the one that's most interesting to me. You ready?
Yes.
This is my final one. You ready?
Okay.
Human saliva has a painkiller in it. Okay. 6 times more powerful than morphine. Isn't that crazy?
What?
Saliva from humans has yielded a natural painkiller up to 6 times more powerful than morphine, researchers say. The substance, dubbed opiorphine, I'm sure I said it wrong, may spawn a new generation of natural painkillers that relieve pain as well as morphine, but without the addictive and psychological side effects of the traditional drug. Natural born painkiller found in saliva. This is an article in 2006, so clearly it didn't get anywhere with that.
Big pharma shut him down. Did you ever, do you think cavemen times they were like, spit on it? It'll make it, is that what they say, spit on it?
I don't think anyone says that. First of all,
Do you ever poke? Suck on the blood? Like when you got like
I don't
like
suck on blood.
Like a thorn or like a splinter. You were like,
I don't suck on it. You know, you don't, like no sucking.
Well,
I mean,
how is your saliva gonna get there?
I don't know. Like sometimes I put like on my mouth on like, which you shouldn't.
On what?
Don't act crazy. You just said it. Like if you have like a poke.
Well, I was like sometimes
scrape,
like this, but you're like, I just put my mouth on it. It's weirder.
Weirder than sucking?
Yeah.
Sucking's way weirder.
Well, no, I was thinking like you get like a poke. Like a needle prick or like a something. Yeah. You're like,
yeah.
I'm not gonna like act it out.
You like, just did.
But like I'm not just like
you suck.
I was gonna say, you ever put your mouth on it? Like
it
sounds weirder to say put your mouth on it than it does.
Well, I don't know. I don't like actively suck. I like feel like I sometimes put like my mouth on.
Now I've got the giggies.
I don't think I do. I think I like wipe it or like put it in the sink.
Whoa, why'd you do that when you said wipe it? Why was it a front wipe?
Oh, you idiot. Because my pants are here. I went like that.
Go. Sometimes I just wipe it. I don't. We weren't even talking about that.
I hate you. No, like, I don't suck on my blood, I don't think.
You never tasted your own blood, is what you're saying.
Oh, for sure I've tasted my own blood.
Yeah.
For sure, many a time. Uh-huh. But I'm just saying, like, wait, why are we talking about sucking? Oh, because natural painkiller in your mouth. Mm-hmm.
Does it make it feel better, right?
It doesn't make it feel better. Maybe it does.
Well, I'm saying maybe some part of that painkiller is in there when you're putting your mouth on your cuts.
I don't know. I feel like the mouth.
Yeah, sucking your cuts is worse than putting your mouth on cuts.
I feel like your mouth, it's what?
I don't know.
Your mouth is so full of bacteria. It seems like it might.
And painkillers,
it might
apparently
have a painkiller, but it's also like super dirty. You know what I mean?
So it's not
just
endorsed by any science
but
or facts
what's
or doctors.
Interesting is it's like, how come then when you get any dentist work done, it's like so freaking painful. It must be not really good painkillers. Like, shouldn't they not feel pain then? If the painkillers in my mouth, in my spit,
then the
are
dentist
six
should never
times
hurt.
Stronger than morphine. I've never even had morphine. obviously. Yeah,
this, so you're just saying nonsense that you heard on a website.
It says it for real on Google. It says this from 2017, even this one. Spit it out. Facts about saliva. Did you know your saliva contains a potent painkiller? Human saliva is 6 times more powerful than morphine.
Yeah, but I feel like it's the same as like Flynn found a daddy long legs spider. Mm-hmm. And we were looking it up. And they apparently they're like, it's a deadly venomous spider, but their mouths are too small to bite you. And mm-hmm. so like you can't get hurt by them because they can't bite you anyways, but they are a venomous spider. You know what I mean? Right. Who knew? Like, but like it can't do, it's like in too small of a ratio to do anything. I feel like it must be the same thing mm-hmm. for that. And again, not endorsed by.
I don't know. I need to learn more about this spit painkiller business. Should be spitting on stuff that hurts.
Put your mouth on it.
Anyway, let's say thanks to our next sponsor, guys. It's a wonderful one. It's, of course, stamps.com. We got a small business going up in our home. I obviously run my own business with Miranda Sings, the company, the empire. But I'm always shipping stuff out. And we, of course, love stamps.com in this household. So I'm going to tell you guys all about it. Time is money. Don't waste either with repeated trips to the post office. With stamps.com, you can skip the trip and focus on how to take your small business to the next level. Stamps.com lets you print official postage right from your computer and saves you money in the process. So you can spend less time at the post office and more time making your customers happy. We love the service. We love it so much because the post office is such a drag. No offense, post office, but I don't want to go stand in line there. So it saves so much time and money. It's really wonderful. And it also saves me quite a lot of stress, if I'm mm-hmm. being honest.
The parking at our local post office.
Garbage.
Like,
no fun. So much time.
They're working hard. I respect what they do there, but it's too hard to park there. Yeah. So I'm just going to use stamps.com.
Yep. For more than 20 years, stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. Stamps.com gives you access to all the post office and UPS shipping services you need right from your computer. And get discounts you can't find anywhere else, like up to 40% off USPS rates and 76% off UPS. Whether you're an office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. All you need is a computer and a standard printer. No special supplies or equipment. You're up and running in minutes, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send. Stop overpaying for shipping with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code RELAX for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code RELAX. Go check it out. Okay, so I'm really excited to talk about this TV show. I'm obsessed with it. It's top-notch quality entertainment, guys. This is not sponsored by this TV show. I just really love it.
You said to me the other day, you're like, there's this new TV show I'm obsessed with. So you have to watch insane. It. It's so insane. And I go, it must be a new dating show.
And it is. It is.
On Netflix, and it is.
It's unbelievable.
But are things cake or not cake? Because I don't know that I'll be into it if they're not cutting things that could be cake.
It's so much better. It's the craziest, worst idea I've ever heard in my life, and somehow people are doing it. So I think it's like the same creators of Love is Blind, and it's called... Oh, yeah, it must be.
It's called The Ultimatum.
The Ultimatum.
Full disclosure.
It's so good.
You made me watch 10 minutes of it last night, but our babies were sleeping, and I said... I can't watch this with you and the babies because I need to be yelling at the television as we watch it.
It's crazy. So the concept is of this show. It's the craziest concept for a TV show I've ever heard in my life. Serious monogamous couples like that are in serious relationships to the point where one of the people in the coupledom says, I want to get married. And the other person's like, I want to marry you too, but I'm not quite ready. And so one person gives the other, their partner, an ultimatum. Now, usually an ultimatum is like, hey, marry me or I'm out. But on this show, the ultimatum is let's date other people who are having ultimatums. And so there's like a bunch of different couples. Someone in all these different couples has given their partner an ultimatum and then they all date each other. And then they pick the person they want to live with and like fake marriage with for 3 weeks. And they live with someone else for 3 weeks, hook up with them, like basically act married to them, and then go back to their original partner. And then they decide if they want to marry them or not, their original partner or the new partner.
That's what was insane to me. Like you've watched, I think, 4 episodes of this.
Yeah.
So you obviously know more. I only watched 10 minutes and I couldn't speak because the babies were sleeping. I just kind of whisper screamed at you like,
this is crazy.
Like, this is crazy. And it's hosted by
Nick Lachey.
Nick and Vanessa Lachey.
Yeah.
And what was crazy to me that like this is the first episode, so they're explaining the show. And so they, them as hosts are explaining to these couples what's going to be happening. And they're introducing the couples. And it seemed like their explanation was so long and intense and crazy. It was like, you guys are couples. There's an ultimatum. Now you're going to be dating around all the other couples. And then you're going to go live with a different person than your significant other for 3 weeks. And then you're going to come back to your significant other mm-hmm. and live with them for three mm-hmm. weeks. I was like, this isn't like a game show. This isn't a dating show. This is like a, we're going to destroy your life
relationship.
Show.
Yeah. Like, it's
like
crazy.
You have signed up. You're probably making $0. Like, they're not paying these people to be on this show.
It's basically a show where the like producers, I feel like we're just like, all right, how do we get serious couples to be on a show where we just like,
what was the casting call? They had to seek out these people. How does that happen? How do they find them?
I don't know, but I feel like the producers must have been like, let's make a show where we find serious couples and serious relationships and make them cheat on each other.
Yeah.
Cause that's all it is. They're just cheating on each other.
How can we get like people like in vulnerable circumstances in their relationships to like lose their mind when the other one cheats on them.
But like willingly, like they all cheat on each other and they know each other's cheating.
Dating show.
It's crazy. So like they all go and
it's
like
very Black Mirror
live with these other people who are also giving their partners ultimatums and they like are trying to make their partners jealous or whatever, because they're giving them ultimatums, you know? So they're like cheating. It's cheating. They're like making out with, sleeping with.
Well, I guess
it's
not.
So crazy to me.
If they've like agreed to be on this show together, but obviously someone's going to be.
Then there isn't an ultimatum. It's just your relationship doesn't work. Like there's right. no world. There's no world.
No, there's going to be no good outcome.
No world in which I would ever be like, I don't think go live with another woman for three weeks and hook up with her.
Good luck to them. But I don't think any of these couples, if they were genuine going into this, which like how much could you be to like agree to, I mean, I don't know. It just seems wild to me, but I don't think that any of them will still be together.
It's so insane. This.
Having not seen any of it, that would just be my guess.
It is such a train wreck. It's such a mess. I love it so much. I hope for all the people's sake who are on the show that it's like, they're playing it up and it's like, I hope that they're just like, oh, this will be funny. And they get their buddy. Like some girls like, oh, there's this show looking for couples doing ultimatums. You want to go on and pretend we're in a relationship? Because I hope that they're not genuinely like ruining these people's lives.
Well, I don't know if it, I mean, in the, again, I've only seen the first 10 minutes, but it comes across as if these people are, the relationships seem dramatically unbalanced.
It's so insane.
Like, I love you more. No, I love you more. It's like, no. You definitely love him or her more. You know what I mean? Like it seems extremely unbalanced. I mean, again, I don't know these people and I don't know how they found these people.
Yeah.
But I imagine that I will watch it all.
All I'm saying is it's so good and I'm obsessed with it.
Just, yeah, it's one of those like, this is wild yelling at the TV kind of
so like
shows. It seems like, again, like cut the cake that's not cake. Like brain dead television.
It's so good.
That
it's not brain dead.
Need
it's so
and crave.
I love it. And I feel like everyone should watch it. So
give
funny.
Me an ultimatum right now, love.
No, I want. I just want. I want you to do your book thing. You said you had a book.
No, give
I
me an ultimatum. If you were to give me an ultimatum, yeah.
I literally can't even think of one.
Would
my
you go on that show with me if I asked you?
Literally, no.
I was like, hey, we're married.
Mm-hmm.
We have 3 kids.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I'm still not sure. Like,
what?
Would you want to go on this Netflix show with me where like, you know, I can date around, but I'm sure, like, but I love you. And I'm sure it'll just prove to me how much I love you. If I could just date around with like 6 other couples, like for 3 weeks.
There's this crazy.
Because that's literally the conversation
it's crazy.
I watched happen on that show last night. It was this guy saying, I love you. And he's looking her dead in the eyes. He didn't blink.
I know.
He didn't even blink. And he was like, I just need to date around like 6 other.
There's this one part. I'm not going to give any spoilers, but like there's a guy who like hooks up with another girl, like who's not part of the show, by the way. He hooks up with a girl like at a club or something who's nothing
Wait,
to do with
already
the show.
In that show? You've only watched 4 episodes.
Yeah, it's insanity.
Just, but so, not a contestant? Just
not
like,
a contestant. He like hooks up with a girl and the girlfriend is like mad. And she's like, I can't believe you did this.
She's not even on this Netflix show with us.
And he's like, I did this for you. Yeah. You wanted to come on this show. You wanted me to explore other women. I did it for you. You wanted this.
Is that gaslighting?
So evil.
Is that gaslighting?
Eric is constantly like, is that gaslighting? Is this gaslighting?
He thinks everything is gaslighting.
Which I think a lot of people think. Gaslighting is when.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, and every, like, and by the way,
you're turning down the gas light. It's like, it's brighter. No, it's not brighter.
We have the same conversation every time. Every time he goes, is this gaslighting? And the second I go, well, actually gaslighting is you cut me off every time we go, no, I know what it is. Every time. I don't think I've ever actually given a definition of gaslighting. Because you just like.
You never will.
All right. I'm fine with that. What's your book game thing? I want to hear about your book thing. You said you had books or something.
No, you've given me definitions of gaslighting. You do all the time. Is that gaslighting? Am I gaslighting you now by saying that you have?
No, because you didn't make me feel crazy. I just thought you were being weird. It's like making the other person feel insane for like, you know what it is, right? You know what gaslighting is. Don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was gaslighting you that I didn't know what gaslighting was. You get it?
You're stupid.
I had a book thing.
What's a book thing?
I'm going to do a book review.
A book review of what book?
Just kidding. A book review of your books. Colleen.
Okay. I have written
two books.
You've
written two books.
So I've heard.
This one says, number one New York Times bestseller.
Mm-hmm.
And this one says, number one New York Times bestselling author.
I was on the New York Times bestsellers list of that one. It just isn't printed on that book.
Your face.
I got so defensive.
Your face.
wait. Before we get into your game, actually, sorry. I want to say thanks to our final sponsor.
Look, there's even something bookmarked here with a picture of us.
Oh, that's cute. Look at us. Oh, cuties. I love you. Let me say thanks to our final sponsor of the day before we get into your book review of my own books. I'm a little scared. HelloFresh, everybody. We love HelloFresh in our house. Skip trips to the grocery store, guys. You can count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that is why it's America's number one meal kit. You guys, we freaking love HelloFresh. It makes our life so much easier up in this his house, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Get farm fresh seasonal produce and easy to make recipes delivered right to your door every week. Ingredients travel from the farm to your doorstep in under a week, so they always arrive fresh, all without a trip to the grocery store or farmer's market. It's all about convenience with HelloFresh. Not only do the ingredients come pre-portioned, so you're not overbuying or wasting food, but it's easier than ever to get filling meals on the table in a snap with options like family-friendly or quick and easy recipes. HelloFresh's chefs really know how to diversify the menu with seasonal recipes like salmon limon and pasta primavera. Do you hear that? Mm-hmm. I even said it with an accent. I'm so
salmon
and
lemon. Like, is that salmon with lemon?
I would assume so.
Okay.
Lemon, which, as we know, man-made. Man-made.
Nice callback.
Yeah. So you can also customize your favorite dishes with the new Hello Custom offerings by swapping out one protein or side for another, upgrading for a more luxe experience, or even adding protein to a veggie meal. That means more choices, more variety, and more meals truly tailored to you. HelloFresh saves us so much time, and it gives us a cute little date night because we get all these yummy fresh ingredients to make a yummy, fresh, delicious meal. It's wonderful. You guys should check it out if you want to. And if you do want to, I got a special code for you. Go to HelloFresh.com/relax16 and use code relax16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That is HelloFresh.com/relax16. Use our code relax16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Go check it out today, guys. Try out America's number one meal kit.
Check it out.
All right. So what's this book game you have, or book review? Are you going to review my books?
Yeah, before we get to that, speaking of date night.
Speaking of date night?
I think we did in the when we were talking about HelloFresh.
Okay.
We were going to have a date night tonight.
Huh?
We were.
You were?
Yeah, we were going to go to the Kids' Choice Awards.
Oh, no, we
How
weren't.
Much did
oh,
that
guess,
cost?
Yeah.
How much did that set you back?
Oh, yeah, because I paid for my award nomination. Uh-huh. No, I did not. I didn't even know I was nominated. I was tagged in something that said I was nominated. I was like, oh, cool. And we were going to go. I was like, do you want to go to the Kids' Choice Awards with me? I was nominated again. And Eric was like, yeah, I'll go with you. Because
I really wanted to go.
Yeah, So I was interested.
I wouldn't say I really wanted to go. I was like, yeah, sure.
So I asked my agent, I was like, hey, can you see, can you get the information so that I can go to the Kids' Choice Awards? And he's like, oh yeah, sure. And then I didn't hear anything. So I reached out again. I was like, hey, am I going to the Kids' Choice Awards? Like, what's going on? I was nominated. And he's like, oh yeah, let me check again. That's so weird. And then he sends an email being like, you're not going. You're not invited, essentially. And I was like, what? Basically, they were just like, oh, you know, we're only having people attend who are presenting awards.
Mm-hmm. Is that a COVID thing?
I don't know, I guess. But I wasn't invited, essentially. And I was like, wait, so I'm nominated but not invited? I mean, whatever. It's not a big deal. But I did not win.
You should have. You did in my heart.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I've never been to the Kids' Choice Awards. I was supposed to go once, but Parker went in my place because I was stuck at an airport.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun.
And yeah, so I was excited to go.
Well, congratulations on the. It's an honor to be nominated. Is that the orange?
The slimy one, yeah.
Slimy
the
orange.
Orange carpet.
Mm-hmm. So they have the orange blimp as the.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I think that's huge to be nominated for one of those. I think that's so exciting.
It's so cool.
But then they weren't like, but like, you can't come.
Yeah. I think they just were hoping I wouldn't find out I was nominated or something.
That's so weird.
Because like no one told me. And so then like when I found out I was nominated, I was like, oh, cool. Does that mean I'm going? And they're like, nah.
What was your category? Just hottest wife?
Yeah, hottest wife award. I don't remember. It's
weird that the Kids' Choice Awards has a hottest wife award.
It was like, was it comedy or YouTuber or... I don't know what it was, honestly. I don't remember.
What do you do? You don't even know what you do.
I don't remember what it was for. It was influencer or something? I don't remember what I was nominated. I was nominated for something. And I don't know who won my category, but I was not there. Eric's dusting off my self-help book.
Dust it off. Let's see here.
All right.
My book review is good book.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I wanted to... we did this once in an episode where we did like free association where you would just talk and I would look like looking through, I think it was a Shel Silverstein book at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But you wrote this book.
I did with my brother.
It was number one New York Times bestseller.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if you remember what you wrote.
Probably not, honestly.
Puberty. Puberty.
Puberty.
Oh, it does. See, you do remember. Yeah. Puberty. Puberty is a time where you get hairs and smells.
Oh my gosh. This is like, I've said that.
You also might experience getting chesticle lumps.
Oh my God.
Cover these. Also, you might leak things. It will ruin panties. That's what it says in this book.
No, it doesn't. You made that up.
I did not.
What?
I mean, I took a chance by going straight to puberty in this book.
Oh my God. And the arrows of smells and hairs. I can't believe I put that in there. That's crazy.
The next page says monthly lady time. As a girl, you sometimes get leaky after puberty and you can have to clean it or you could get an infection.
An infection.
How do you say
infection?
It? Infection.
Yeah. I keep listening to the book. My audience was very different.
Ruined
times
panties.
Were very different. Back then.
You can make a diaper with toilet paper or use a pad. Do not use tampons. They are for sinners. This is an exit only place. I love the idea of Miranda calling the front part the exit only place. That's really funny to me. And then you've... So funny. And then you have another book. This one's called
My Diary.
Diary. You know diary is spelled wrong here, right?
I do know.
Was that a conscious choice?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's meant to look like diarrhea?
Of course.
Ah.
Of funny. Course.
Would you say that poop humor is your go-to?
You know that we talk about poop in every episode of this podcast. So.
Meredith. Haters back off, Miranda.
Meredith's never got a book. Who's Meredith?
Meredith, if you're never, watching.
If there's a woman, if there's someone named Meredith out there who never got a signed book for me, I apologize.
You know what's funny is that Shakespeare.
Where'd you get this book?
Shakespeare created the name Meredith.
Wait, where'd you get this book from? Where'd you find it? Was it?
They're all over the house. You're such a narcissist. Your books just line every bookshelf.
But was
it
on the bookshelf or was it like on a table of like where I'm supposed to be shipping things out to fans?
I don't know. I just grabbed it.
Oh, jeez, Louise. All right.
You messed up my joke about saying that Shakespeare created the name Meredith.
Oh, good one.
In Romeo and Juliet, the apothecary's
okay, anyway,
daughter is
let's,
named
what are we
Meredith.
Doing with the book here? What's the plan here? I'm very uncomfortable.
This also is a book, and you wrote it. And I wondered if you remembered anything you wrote in this one. Let's see.
Probably
is there
not.
A table of contents? You don't remember it?
I mean, I know that it's like all of Miranda's diaries taped together is the concept.
Uh-huh.
So there's like her baby book, her homeschool book, her like high school diary. I don't remember what other ones, but it's like all Miranda's diaries taped together.
Yeah, it's so good. I love this book. Mm-hmm. Oh, you mentioned Frankie. There's Frankie.
Mm-hmm.
You're good at books. You're good at writing them.
What's happening here? All these.
Well, there's so many words. I was going to like, should I just read a passage?
No, I mean, the book is diary. So yeah, it's a lot of writing. I wrote a lot.
Is that Seth?
That's Seth Rudetsky. Yeah. Are you just going to like look at it?
Is this not good podcast?
I think maybe not reading a book is probably not the best podcast. What was the plan for you right here? This page has SpaghettiOs on it. This page has SpaghettiOs on it, and the actual page literally did have SpaghettiOs on it. Mm. And there's a couple pages in this diary, in this book, where there's food that I've like taped to pages or glued to pages. And I would ship the pages to New York where my publishers were. Mm-hmm. And then they wanted to be the ones to photograph the pages for the book.
So someone's job was photographing your old food.
Well, the problem was that in the travel.
Yeah,
The SpaghettiOs are like rotten in this page, which is fine with me. But there's a page with McDonald's chicken nuggets. And by the time they photographed it, it was like black with mold. The food was like black with mold. And so they had to ship it back and I had to redo it. It was very sad.
Yeah.
So anyway.
I could read aloud or I could just.
Or you could what? I mean, I don't know what your plan was here. You were just like just wanting to talk about my books.
Yeah. Am I in here?
I don't remember.
Did someone actually get a Miranda Sings tattoo?
Yes.
That's pretty
cool.
In
Atlanta, I think. Someone was like, sign my leg and then they got it tattooed on their body.
I'll get a Miranda Sings tattoo.
You will?
Yeah.
Please don't. You would not get a Miranda Sings tattoo.
It's gonna be right here on my neck. And it's gonna say, my girl's a YouTuber.
Oh my God. That is the worst tattoo I could ever think of. My girlfriend's
a YouTuber.
And I call her babe.
Well, I'm proud of you for writing these books. I was going to do that free association thing.
Then do it. You're just going to read a word from the book?
Well, it kind of worked because then all of a sudden you were talking about SpaghettiOs.
Okay. So read something from the book and then I just tell you a story? Is that
Yeah.
Okay. Go for it. I'm waiting. I'm
trying to find a good page here. They're all pages.
They're all
right?
Good pages, love.
Well, yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean it like that.
Go for it.
Dear Diary.
Are you gonna just read the page?
Okay,
go for it.
Sorry, I haven't written in here in so long.
Mm-hmm.
It's been years, but I've been busy. Get off my back. Let's see. What have I been up to?
You should be reading this in the Miranda Sings voice, but whatever.
I got a pink jinky.
I got a what?
I got a pink jacket.
What?
I don't know. I've never.
I can't hear what you say. I got a pink jacket.
No pink jacket.
Okay.
How would you say it?
A pink jacket.
Pink jacket. Yeah, so I was pretty right. Gosh.
What is the segment? You're just reading the diary?
No, you're supposed to then free associate some sort of story.
Okay.
Found a new brain hot dog.
Is this a Christopher Walken impression or a Miranda Sings impression?
I found a new brand of hot dog.
That's pretty good.
I really like it. do you have any hot dog stories?
Hot dogs.
What's the best hot dog you ever had in your life?
Oh, man. Oh, you know what's the best hot dog I've ever had in my life? Flynn's birthday party when he turned one.
Oh, yeah.
You got a hot dog cart, man. And made hot dogs in the front. In our front yard, and
oh, it had such a punny
name. Oh my God,
to that cart!
I don't remember, but like The hot dogs were so good. Emails. And then he, like, he made one that was just like a plain hot dog with sauerkraut and mustard. And it was, I've never liked sauerkraut. And I always want ketchup, just ketchup and mustard. But it was,
you always ask for sauerkraut now, I feel like.
Well, I haven't in a while. I'm just now remembering that I like it. And now I like, I really want it. Can we somehow get hot dogs and sauerkraut in this house now?
I'm searching in like emails from, I guess it would be 2.5 years ago. Cause I'm trying to find that.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, I think that was the best hot dog I've ever had.
Serendogity.
Serendogity.
Instead of serendipity. It was,
oh man, it was so good.
An awesome bro.
So yum.
An awesome dude.
That sounds really good.
An awesome man.
Do we have hot dogs?
An awesome guy. Serendogity.
Do we have hot dogs?
Yeah, we do.
Do we have sauerkraut?
No, of course.
Dang.
Sauerkraut is like something I think that needs to be very fresh, and we're just not like buying on the regular.
That's so good. Hot dog with sauerkraut and mustard from that place.
If it wasn't 10:40, I would go buy them for you.
All right. Well, we're going to go. We love you guys.
You know where they have sauerkraut right now? Kids' Choice Awards.
They definitely don't have sauerkraut.
Oh, at every table for all their guests.
I don't think they have tables. It's like an audience. Anyway, I was not invited. But that's all right. Honor to be nommed. And we're going to go. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.